Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
What if water is God?
Then that would mean God is both in us and all around us. That God is both above and below us. Why a woman's water breaks when we're born, and why some religions observe the ritual of baptism. But if water was God, then that would mean that God has no gender. That God takes the shape of whatever container God appears in, which would explain why we have so many different belief systems. Which begs the question, what is the spiritual significance of poisoning the water in Flint, Michigan? Or the oil burning in the Gulf of Mexico? Or the large islands of garbage floating in the Pacific Ocean? If God was water, would that not mean that every natural place is holy? That every thunderstorm was a church without walls? That when the rain falls, it's an act of God's death giving life? And when it evaporates again, it's the day of resurrection? And life itself was just a test of learning how to be and flow like water. How to give life to other people. And how to refresh their spirits and quench their thirst with your presence.
Hello, everyone. And welcome back to Three Witches and a Druid. So I'm Margot.
And I'm Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian.
And... the reason we're laughing is because this is our final and fourth episode in our Elemental series.
Fourth part to our four-part series on the elements. And we are, of course, in a hot tub discussing water. I wouldn't say uncomfortably, but it's like we said, it's a small hot tub. Great for two people.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, with every other element, we've sort of gone over things such as what they represent, various tools, their signs, their tarot signs. We're all from Nova Scotia, so we're constantly surrounded by water all of the time. And it's almost impossible for a Nova Scotia not to see or touch the water in some way.
You are never more than 60 miles from the water.
Exactly. And we're not talking just any water, like the ocean.
Yeah. Ever in Nova Scotia.
I often get a kick out of how many Nova Scotians I know that are terrified of the ocean. It's like of all places for you to live.
But you know what? That's because we understand what it can do.
Oh, yes, very much
We know that the North Atlantic is a very, very powerful and sometimes terrifying body of water and what it can do.
Almost every Nova Scotia will understand the statement of do not step on the black rocks.
Yes.
And how incredibly important that is to your survival.
It's true.
And the tourists come here with their families and babies and they... and have picnics on the black rocks.
And they want to take pictures where they're lined up close to the shore and they get their selfies and they're on the black rock and the water carries them away and
people
are
never found.
People die every year. It's truly, truly tragic. But listen to the sign or pay attention to the sign. Listen to the sign.
Yeah. I don't have my cheat sheet because we're in the hot tub. But so what are some things that water is associated with? I'm going to assume from the past three episodes, water is a goddess symbol.
It is a feminine symbol. Water is associated with traditionally the direction of west. Its color is blue. It is associated with the fall rain,
right?
The season of fall. We all come from water. Our bodies are 90 some percent water. The moon affects all the tides. which is water, and affects us as well, obviously, because we're made of water. Ask anyone who works in a hospital, or anyone who works in retail. This is the
or
wonderful.
Any teacher, probably.
Any teacher, because, yeah. You know, if it raises the tides, it raises the water in our bodies. So we were all born in water. We all grew in water. The earth, originally, you know, the first creatures came out of the water. The earth was populated by water animals first. And then they walked out of the primordial whatever.
To my understanding, water is still the most unexplored aspect of our world.
There's so much of it that is inaccessible to us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the earth is 65% ocean.
Maybe more.
70% ocean, I think, that our planet is.
And we live in a country that has more lakes than any other country.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fresh water surrounded on three sides by ocean, yep. Three different oceans.
So, and we mentioned the direction water for is associated with the West, but here in Nova Scotia, Gwen had mentioned that for us, a lot of time the ocean, we associate it with the East because that's where the ocean is and the land is to the West.
Mm-hmm. So there are people that within their system that they work with of elementals, they associate water with the East, but for me, it is the West.
Yeah.
It is the West, yeah. And globally. That is the quarter that I tend to get drawn to and want to call now. Like if we're choosing quarters where I used to be earth all the time, I do tend to want to do water now.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing Nova Scotia has is we have the highest tides in the world.
Yes, yep. We do. Yeah.
We do.
In the fastest, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
The Bay of Fundy is an amazing sight.
Yeah.
And water, the element of water and West is very much associated with the heart. Mm. Everything is your heart, you know, love and healing. And if you need healing in your heart, you call the West will help you. Let that wash over you and heal your heart. Oftentimes in a ritual, I used to just automatically go to the East, like you used to automatically go to the North. But now it's like, well, what am I lacking right now? What do I need? Do I need clarity of thought? Do I need to have some energy? Do I need to be grounded? Do I need some, you know, love? That's where I'll go to. I'll go to whatever element tends to what I'm needing to call them.
Right.
Now, when you're in the elements, when you're working on your elemental deficiencies, people, you know, say, oh, you know what? I'm going to go. I feel like I need water. I need healing. I need this and that. I'm going to go swimming. Swimming is a rigorous physical activity and associated with fire.
Mm. Yeah.
Sitting around like this or with lounging in your, you know, whatever, in one of those floating things.
In people soup.
Yeah,
we started with hot cauldron. Lodge and we're ending with hot
dog. It's true, but you know, if you're floating and whatnot in the water, or laying in your bath, okay, that's, you know, the West. But swimming, remember, that's fire. That's physical activity. Sometimes I think it just depends. I think depending on my emotional state, I avoid the West. A lot. It's like, I don't need any extra help right now, depending on my emotional state. I avoid calling the West in a ritual. Then I'll want the earth.
When I think of the West, since we're thinking of the West, I think of, and I'll quote the movie, not the book, because, you know, I've seen the movie way more times than I've read the books. Frodo and Gandalf go to the West, right? They go to the Undying Lands. Mm-hmm. And so what are the only place that where you're undying is after you've died and you've gone to the other spot. So I often think of traveling to the West as where the East is the beginnings and stuff. Mm-hmm. You're working towards now in the system, though North is associated because that's winter, right? Mm-hmm. That's the death and rebirth. But Undying Lands obviously has a place in the imagery.
Well, it would too, because if we associate, thinking about it that way, when we associate West with water, well, that's birth again.
Mm-hmm.
That's rebirth, you know, birth again, rebirth. So the West and the water, the Undying Land, the reincarnation, that kind of idea. I mean, water has been used since the beginning of time as a baptism thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And a cleansing.
A cleansing, yeah.
A cleansing, and every religion probably since they... beginning of time is, you know, dipping someone in a water and cleansing them and sprinkling water around your home.
And even then at the end of life, washing and the preparing for whatever type of burial cremation or whatever, that whole water of washing away any residual tensions of your life or cleansing yourself to... cleansing your loved one, mm-hmm. which unfortunately we can't do here. I really wanted to, but.
Now, I was just thinking of water earthing. Okay. Oh, you got me thinking. I'm going to be thinking about this all the time. I was in Cuba quite a few years back, and we went to this cave that had an underwater lake, a little lake in it. And it was like, wow, you're in this cave and the water, and it was wonderful. And I'm thinking, I feel, you know, it was that whole womb of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the earth, but I was in the water.
Yes.
It was, I'd love to go back. If I went back to Cuba one day, fine, but I'd want to do that again for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
that experience.
I mean? It was just a wonderful experience being in that water. And it was hot as hell, and we'd been snorkeling, and you're covered in salt, and then you went in this fresh water. It was fantastic. There we are, water earth. I'm going to be thinking about this all the time now.
And then the tarot associations. We haven't talked about that.
So the tarot, it would be the cups, and you often see pouring water. I think, too, there's, even if you don't have cups as the suit, if you're looking at the tarot cards, there's water throughout the minor arcana for sure. There's water out throughout.
What is it? The sword one where they're taking the journey and the swords are standing in the bow.
Yeah.
There's lots.
And sometimes you can look at the water, and we haven't really talked about this, but in symbolism, one side of the boat, the water's a little churned up. And the other side of the boat, it's kind of placid. Water does reflect a lot of things and can be used visually in imagery as symbolism, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. for very different things. We think of people can be as shallow as a puddle or as deep as the ocean. We often use terms like that. Water is storms, like Brian brought up, and hurricanes.
And, I mean, we all know people who have lost family
and loved
storms.
Ones in the ocean
you know
I didn't know them, but relatives of mine, you know, like my great uncle or great great whatever, people going down on boats and storms in the water all the time.
Yeah,
because we are a seafaring kind of province.
Yes, yeah, for sure. So the cups is in the tarot would be reminiscent of one of the major tools for your altar, which would be the chalice.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
mm-hmm.
that now the chalice specifically can be a goddess symbol, not just feminine,
mm-hmm.
and that speaks to the fact that water flows. How did you put it? It has form, but it'll assume the shape that you put it into. So that can work in your favor or not.
Mm-hmm. Because water is always flowing and flowing, much the same as our emotions. To say that you only have one emotion, nobody has just one emotion all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless they're in a coma, sadly. But are they flow? It's like the river, changing, constantly changing.
And so, because not only are we in Nova Scotia, we're very close where we are to the ocean. You can practically see it from our doorsteps. We've mostly talked about the ocean, but water manifests in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's well water, it's lake water, it's rivers.
Melting snow. The runoff.
Well, then it goes from earth to water.
Yes.
Because it goes from the earth to water. Even, you know, our tears. The saliva that mixes with, you know, to
we are, what,
eat our
90%
food.
Water?
Yeah, 90-some percent water.
So water is in everything. A part mm-hmm. of everything, even like you'll find water in rocks within the earth, within every mm-hmm. element, within mm-hmm. everything. Maybe less fire, but.
But remember, most of those rocks were formed by fire.
So what would steam be? Steam would be fire of water. I think.
Fire water.
Yeah,
that's whiskey.
Well, it's funny because I was sitting here thinking, you know, what's your favorite form of water? And I'm like, fermented.
Exactly. I gotta love that fermented.
So within your ADF growth.
Yes, what do you have for
you? You've got the well. The well represents, for us, of course, water, life. like I said, there'll be a whole episode. On the druid ones.
You can talk about it.
No, they're just slightly different. That's all. Yeah, I'll talk on those on a different episode.
Oh, it's keeping us in suspense.
I know.
No, I'm trying to keep content flowing down the road. Yeah.
Like the water is flowing out of this hot tub with all of us in here. Yeah.
So we're coming to the end of our element cycle. And I'm wondering, we've talked about calling the quarters in each direction. Do you often, regularly, ever do a ritual for healing or connection or whatever where you only call one element, where you make a connection with just the one?
I never have. But, you know, I've always called the quarters, but then maybe in the circle I might call on water again.
For a specific magical working.
For a specific magical working, yes. But I've never just used one.
Again, going back to that flaming torch ritual.
Oh, the flaming torches.
Must have called all four.
We called all four.
Yeah, because that's just what we do. So,
but it was a fire ritual.
I don't think I've ever attended a ritual where only one element can call. But that would make sense.
For depending on the intent.
Yes. Yeah.
It would have to be a very personal
person. But it would be. And I could see how people would do it. But for me, no, I would need that balance. I would be afraid of getting too sucked into one corner.
Right.
Even if I needed that water, because even your shower every day can be a ritual. I mean, often when you're upset or sad, do you get yourself in the tub or the shower?
Remember that song from, would it be the 60s? Going to wash that man right out of my hair? No, earlier than that, right?
Got to wash that man.
So, people have used that energetically, that shower for a very long time.
Absolutely. And then you get water, earth, because you can get your salts out and scrub yourself down or soak in them. Or water, earth, if you're going to put herbs in the bathtub. Oh, look at me. Candles around the tub, water, fire. Gwen, I'm never going to stop thinking about this. Now my mind is never going to stop.
I think it's interesting that you never thought of stuff that way.
I never thought of it. No, I guess I'm just not clever enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Not clever enough. Definitely not clever enough. Oh, it's getting dark now. We'll see stars soon.
Woo-hoo. We mentioned mosquitoes. Growing water.
Demons of water.
Demon of water has their first part of their life in water and then lives out the adult stage and more to our taste, dragonflies and damselflies, that sort of thing.
A lot of even humans spend a large part of their early years in water.
Well,
most things, even if you put a seed into the earth, you gotta have the water.
Nothing
exists without water.
No, that's why you see those desert dunes. There's no water.
The only thing I can think of that we haven't kind of talked about is maybe some water correspondences in the way of animals or ways for people to connect with water. So definitely fish.
There are some sort of fae people as well, but no fairies. I have no idea.
Well, you would have like your, I'm going to get it wrong. I'm going to say this. Selkies?
Those Selkies are seals.
Seals that are that turn into humans.
That
when they come to the elemental is the undying, right? Yeah. The undying, so it's kind of humanish, sort of whatever. Yeah. That's the elemental. But you're right, Selkies,
and
kelpies,
merfolk.
A lot of that's globally, of course.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about that in the other elements, but in fire you had the djinn and efreet, and in earth you have earth gnomes. Elementals and gnomes and
dwarves. And that sort of thing.
What do you have for air? I guess
sylphs.
And you're back to efreet too.
And they're often combined, correctly or incorrectly, I'm not sure. I would say incorrectly, but with a lot of fae folk, but there's something different that's so normally.
We'll do a whole episode on your favorite topic at some point.
And we'll set it up at Maeve's house. So
exactly. I have a nice, big, beautiful encyclopedia of thousands
of
them. Not a chance. I even had that book of Swish Fairies. We'll bring that.
Oh, that's so cool. When we did Freaky Friday at the store, because, of course, we couldn't do Casual Friday because nobody owned blue jeans.
So once a month, we would dress up to raise money for, we'd choose a charity every year. And then not only have to outdo each other, but outdo ourselves. And I was a squished fairy for one of my outfits.
Yeah. Do I even want to know?
So Brian Froud has this book about a little girl who discovers fairies.
It's sort of like an Edwardian country diary.
Discovers the best way to keep the fairies in her life is to push
them in the book.
And it's a book like of a her file. Journal of pressed fairies within the pages. And they are excellent.
I can't believe you don't know that book. It's fabulous.
It is amazing.
And it's all out there.
Yeah. No fairies.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, these are dead fairies.
Yeah, but still, that'll just piss off all their relatives. No chance, man.
So, no chance.
Yeah.
So there we go. Well, look, thank you very much. And we are now getting... Oh, I see stars now. One is starting over there. So we're going to turn the hot tub on.
Yeah, put the jets on.
Put the jets on and relax for a little while. And thank you very much for tuning in with us.
I just wanted to say, like, this, so we recorded all four of these in one night. So this is kind of like our summer break. So these episodes were a bit shorter. And when we come back in October, we'll start season 3.
Isn't that something? Yay. I can't believe we've been doing this long.
Right?
It's just amazing. Great. It's amazing.
Magical names, druid, well, tree, flame.
Yeah, so some of the topics we have coming up are magical names, the druid's interpretation of the elements, being the well, fire, tree, and whatever you people suggest. We want to hear your suggestions. We want to hear your ideas and concepts. I'd like to, right now, as... Today, I listened to a whole two parts into a three-part episode on the Salem witch trials. I'd love for us to do that at some point. Maybe
the local ones.
Yeah, the local, because there is local ones. Yeah, we have a couple of guests lined up that we need to sit down and schedule out. But yeah, we got a lot more to come.
It's going to be wonderful. So contact us with any comments or questions, and also any suggestions on our Facebook page for Three Witches and a Druid. And also, coming up on Friday, October the 14th, on The Witching Hour, I'm going to do a follow-up to these four shows on elemental correspondences and dealing with elemental deficiencies that you may have. So that's on Friday, October the 14th, in Halifax, 88.1 FM. And for everyone else, it's ckdu.ca, and that will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
The other thing is, join our Patreon. Help us support and feed Krista, because she's starving, and we don't have a lot to feed her.
She's amazing. She's
the one who makes us sound good. We actually sound terrible, and it's all because of her.
She is awesome. We're very, very grateful.
Three Witches and a Druid podcast would like to take a moment to say thank you to our generous and amazing Patreons. Today, we thank Rose, East Coast Witch, Karen, Mac, Highland Horde, Dave the Wave, Danny, Tania, Maria, Sarah Cora, Kay Licious, Linda Hume Leahy, Jennifer Hartman,
and our newest Patreons, Juliet Gilmore and Eric Quintana.
Without your generous contributions, we could not bring you such magical content, and we thank you for listening.
So until next time, everyone, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.